1999, a group of jazz students from Denton, Texas, got together to play a kind of music that seemed pretty far from jazz. Rolling Stone called it foreboding psychedelic rock, which doesn't sound like a popular genre, but this song, Roscoe, made it into the magazine's top 100 songs of the 2000s. The lead singer and songwriter was Tim Smith. He left the group about a year ago, and now they've gotten back together to reinvent themselves, led by another longtime member of the band, the singer and guitarist Eric Pulido. Their new album comes out this week, Antiphon. Eric Pulido of the group Midlake joins us now from the studios of KERA in Dallas. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So I gather when Tim Smith left the group, you and Midlake had been working for a couple of years on new material, but you had to more or less throw that out?
Yes, we had been working for 2 years, and when he did decide to leave, it was, obviously there was a decision to be made, not if so much if we would continue on, but how we would continue on. And it wasn't long before we decided that the best thing to do would be make a clean break and unfortunately leave that music behind. But in hindsight, I think it was the best thing to do.
I gather you've said that the very title Antiphon refers to what went on with Tim Smith. So can we get an insight into that?
Yeah, Antiphon, the Greek translation, nerd alert, is opposite voice, but it's represented
I'm sure our listeners knew that, but go ahead. This is NPR, okay? Come
right.
on, yeah.
I had found the word and was turned onto it by its use in a liturgical setting, and it's used in both oral and musical types of environments as being used as a response or a call and response style. Mm-hmm. And I thought this album was our response, not only to what had transpired with Tim, but I think every band, each album that you make, it's kind of your response musically or lyrically of what's going on with you in your life. And honestly, it's in a bigger way, it's kind of the plight of man. It's not about what happens to you. It's how you respond to it that you're defined.
Let's listen to a track rather than just keep talking Greek philosophy.
Okay.
This is a track called...
Don't have much more in me, so yeah, let's
All
play
right.
some music.
This is called It's Going Down. How quickly did you write this material?
It was a six-month process of writing and recording. After Tim left, it was 24 hours after that we got together and said, all right, I'm not done. I want to keep doing something. And there were some growing pains, I won't lie. Obviously, when your singer-songwriter leaves, there's some transition that takes place. But we bonded together in a way that we had never done before, and I felt like the communal effort and response and the voices, both literally and figuratively, that came together that was needed to make this record what it is, it was vital to being able to do it, and I think in turn made everybody take more ownership of it, and it was just a more honest representation of the band as a whole.
I've read that you like, when it comes to this album, just being able to press record and to see what would happen.
Well, yeah, a lot of times you can overthink things. You can end up talking for 3 hours about what it is you're going to do and then do nothing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the best thing is to just get in there and just play. We kind of forgot that, we're the guys, we've been playing together. I met McKenzie, the drummer, when I was 16 years old. We played together in high school before any of this had happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think to get back together and, for a lack of a better term, just kind of jam and have some fun making music was kind of a great foundation to start this process with Antiphon. We quit our day jobs in 2006, and it wasn't because we were making hand over fist financially on this endeavor. It was just because we felt like if we're going to do this, we need to go all in. It's something that we all felt was worth it, that we felt like there's joy in it, that we're friends, we have this opportunity to make music together. And, you know, I remember Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips once told us back a long time ago when they graciously had us on tour. He said, you know, if I could give you one piece of advice, and we're all waiting with bated breath, you know, to hear what Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips would send down from heaven and give us this piece of advice. And he says, just stay together. Like, you know, it was kind of so simple, but it's right. It's like, if it's there, then keep going.
You obviously love the music and talk with great spirit and feeling about music. I wonder, do you like the whole package of being a band at the same time?
I do. I mean, you know, at times it feels just like any job, I'm sure does. But I think something, as I've grown older, you gain a little bit more perspective than when you're younger and you get in fights over how your bandmate's spreading peanut butter on his sandwich. If we're going to argue about something, there's something a lot more worth fighting about than peanut butter.
So John Paul, Ringo, and George used to fight about peanut butter? I guess I didn't know that.
I think it was the jelly for them.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Eric Polito, singer and guitarist for the band Midlake, and their new album is called Antiphon. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you can hear the entire Midlake album as part of our First Listen series, streaming at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.